Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share far and wide. We have a nation to wake up and mobilize. We've got to help Donald Trump, particularly at the grassroots level, particularly with the threats that we are facing. You better be on guard. You better be prepped. Speaking of being prepped, do you know one of your worst enemies and your best friend is your cell phone? Because of the EMF and the 5Gs, cancer rates are off the charts, particularly brain cancer. That's no accident, but we have an answer for you. On the back of every cell phone, Body Align produces this dot, and it negates the EMF and 5G. And let's just look at one testimonial. Janice says, I feel so much safer from EMF radiation with my cellular disc I have on my cell phone. I wanted my kids and grandsons to be protected so well. They all got one for Christmas. Want to purchase some and eventually go on all our iPads. Thank you, Body Align, for caring. It's that simple. It works. You'll be protected. And everybody in your family needs to be protected. The good news is this is so inexpensive, you can afford to do it. Go to Body Align, Align, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. This is an excerpt from a confidential report I've been given, and I'm not able to give everything on it, but I can give some. And I want to point this out. There's a group right now, and they've gone by this name. The Coalition of the North American Socialist Republic, CNASR. They're a criminal network. They're active in Arizona, Texas, and US. We're going to go through this. You've heard some of this from John Thaler, but John doesn't go into some of the areas that they do here. And I'm just going to read verbatim here, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. We've talked about Ground Zero in Arizona for terrorism to prevent the transmission of power, right? The transfer of power. Well, here we go. The threat of a large-scale attack. Quoting a source, the whistleblower wanted a combined cyber and physical attack on the U.S. infrastructure. We've talked about that in detail, potentially including at least one nuclear detonation. This operation, first referred to as Electric Rain and later changed to Volt Typhoon, and it's allegedly intended to target critical systems such as phone networks, the power grid, and other infrastructure. This is a direct quote from this document that was leaked to me. And this is what's coming to help prevent the transfer of power by creating emergency situations leading to martial law. Continuing, details of Operation Volt Typhoon. Volt Typhoon is described as a multifaceted operation involving cyber and physical sabotage targeting infrastructure through both electronic and physical means. And look at this on the bottom, deployment of nuclear devices, potential of balloon use based nuclear devices. Remember the Chinese balloon? Ground infiltration, ground operations. This is why the 100 to 200,000 terrorists in our country, along with the CHICOM soldiers coming in at the rate of 10,000 per month, according to the Border Patrol. They're entering through Canada. They're also crossing through Mexico, too. I can tell you that's not in this report, but I can tell you that's true. They're possibly involved in Northern California. They are. The Oroville Dam is in danger. It's something I've got to bring to Paul Preston's attention. I just learned this in the last few minutes. Simultaneous attacks will be held on the East Coast and the Southwest. So this will emanate in Arizona. Now, I want to tell you, Obama has been part of the planning for this for a long time. In 2012, 13, 14, and 15, we had the Grid X drills. The Grid X drills were simulated takedowns of our grid and how we could respond as a nation. That's a reasonable drill. It's practical. You'd want your government to do something like this. But in the last two Grid X drills, Obama invited the Russians and the Chinese. This operation right here, the Coalition of the North American Socialist Republic, this organization, it is an organization underlined by the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP, various security apparatus in the United States, non-governmental, so they're NGOs. It involves the cartel as the work dogs. And these people are the ones that are bringing and coordinating these events to bring the United States to its knees to prevent the peaceful transfer of power. You're going to get a lot more of this over the next couple of days. I'm just giving it to you in bite-sized parts because it's a lot to absorb. But the Grid X drill showed the Russians and mostly Chinese, that the Chinese are going to be behind bringing the grid down. This is why I'm telling you, you better prep. This isn't fear-mongering. This is from real sources. Paul Preston has some of this. Scotty Sachs has some of this. I think I've pretty much got the mother load here, but I still have a lot of open questions. But I'm going to update through the night and on into tomorrow how bad this is. But the Grid X drill was preliminary to this. Now, think about this. This is over 10 years ago. This is not an isolated, gee, let's plan by the seat of our pants. Obama planned this. He rehearsed this, and it's coming. And by the way, this operation is a lot more than taking the grid down. It's a lot more than throwing terrorist forces into civilian population, hoping to maximize casualties, civilian casualties. Oh, yeah, that's what we're telling you right here. It's exactly what we're telling you. It was called Electric Rain. I've got funding documents for Electric Rain and Volt Typhoon, and they're now dispensed. Paul Preston has just sent me some information on what I shared with him this morning. And this is going to be interesting. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to scare you. You need to get prepared. We can get through this, but we have to mobilize ourselves. And the first thing is to prepare to go for an extended period of time without the grid. How long did Doug Thornton tell you when he was in DHS the grid's coming down? 4 years? That day is here. We will see you back here again next time. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Look at HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, our new series, commercial free, exclusively on thecommonsenseshow.tv. Mysteries of the Mind, Hidden History, no geopolitical, but we will still put our geopolitical sources up there, our stories with our sources. It's really a great site, thecommonsenseshow.tv.